Bobby Wasengard and Max Roach, Blakely, and so many of them, but there's different type of drumming. You know, they play the traps, what we call. This is just timbale playing. This is more syncopated. Of course, Buddy is so fast, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I had a wonderful time with, taking a lesson on the air from Buddy Rich. One time. You know, everybody should take one drum lesson at least, so that when you watch a drummer, you can appreciate what they're doing. It's unbelievable.
He's faster than ever.
No one can explain that.
When he sits down there, he takes care of business, like we say, you know.
Takes care of business.
Yeah. Fantastic.
As Bob Hope would say, he really brings it with him.
Sure. The mayor played a solo with me once, and uptown in the Bronx someplace.
Koch?
Yeah. And as he's playing with me, he whispered in my ear, "How am I doing, kid?" You know. So I had to tell him he was doing good. I want to tell the mayor he was terrible.
Yeah. You
know? I wouldn't get no heat.
Yeah, great. or maybe he wanted you to comment on his fiscal policies and that kind of thing.
Well,
suppose,
sure.
Or how he's doing.
Well, he wants to want the Hispanic boys to know he's around.
That's right. He isn't watching. How was he doing?
You sure he's not watching?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you later.
I think that's a hint. Well, you can't have percussive talent. Not everybody can have it.
He's into numbers, I guess.
Have you seen percussionist drummers or whatever who can do things you can't do that you envy? I mean, has anybody ever beat out anything that you just couldn't grasp?
Yeah, not yet, because I find I've been playing so long now that I'm getting bored using my right hand, so everything that I do with my right hand, I'm trying to do with my left hand now. And I find like I'm...
Just as a challenge to...
Yeah, it's a challenge to myself, but I'm not doing too well at it, though.
you're obviously right-handed. I wonder, are there left-handed drummers? It doesn't matter, does it?
Well, in London, I ran into an English drummer there, and he did a solo. He copied it right straight from my record. And I didn't believe this guy played so fantastic. And then I asked him, you know, he said, "Don't you remember your solo?" I said, "No." He says, "You did it in a Dance Mania album in 1958, something like that." You know? So when I went up to play timbales, I was going to sit in with him. He was left-handed. I said, "Oh." Uh-oh. He really took over then, you know. Yeah. Once he started playing, I couldn't even cut in.
Well, how did percussionists finally gain respectability if they didn't have it for a while?
Well, they have to become creative. That's the main thing, creative, because everybody learns the rudiments of every instrument. Mm-hmm. But when you become to create your new ideas and you develop them, then that's when you become a true artist, like in everything else, I guess.
What was the one record back in the 50s you had that was such a hit, and it had the one long note at the beginning?
You mean that trumpet note? Everybody confuses me with it. That was Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. That was by Perez Prado.
Oh, no. I don't mean, I know that one.
Well,
that's
Mexican
like there was because I saw you on a, what was it? I don't remember now.
A television
show in which you did one. You had a hit record in the 50s, but I recall from every high school dance.
Well, I have about 88 albums now, so it's kind of hard to remember which one.
Oh, no, I know Perez Prado.
Yeah, he was one of the top men at the time.
I'm not one of those people who thinks that all musicians look alike.
Well, we may not look alike, but we don't sound alike.
Right.
That's for sure, yeah.
When you were on a carrier in World War II.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in the band, and the band at the carrier in the World War, and I was leading the band, and I was a bugler also.
Were you in action on the
carrier? Yes, 3 years I was in action. Because I was such a good musician, they never let me off the ship.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't want you to leave when you were through?
Because we didn't have the amount of men that the ship required to have a band. And so being that I was there, everybody that used to come aboard and knew, man, we used to ask, "Can you play an instrument? Can you play an instrument?" Saying over here, you know, that's how we developed that band.
Is the album that I have of yours a brand new one?
Yes, that's a new one made by Pat and French. Because we do very well over in Europe.
Yeah.
The Latin Percussion Jazz Ensemble. We've been to Europe 3 times. I've been to Japan. We do seminars and workshops. So I recorded a few tunes in French also.
Uh-huh.
With the Latin beat.
What is the album called?
C'est magnifique.
C'est magnifique.
C'est magnifique.
When you mention the timbales and other such, it makes me want to get a demonstration.
We want a tap dance.
A lesson. Yeah, this is a way I can get a lesson that I couldn't otherwise afford.
It's very easy. Let's try it. It's very easy.
What if I have no sense of rhythm? Will you laugh?
No, I'll tell you how am I doing.
Will you send me over to Perez Prado?
No, I'll send you to Mayor Koch. Give you a lesson.
Okay, let's go over there. Okay.
These are the sticks.
Now, what part of these do you blow into?
Well, Oh, this is not a flute.
Oh, oh.
See? Now, the first thing is one, two, three, four. One, two, three. The two and the four, the high pitch is on a second beat. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Now, this is one and three. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Well, the coordination, that's what you need. One, two. I know you can do that. Three, four.
Could you tell us the card?
That's fine. I'm going to show you. Let me go with you, John. This is a very interesting. It's called the Guido, the scratcher.
Oh, sure.
Gourd.
Yeah.
You want to give him a little lesson? Yeah. See, it looks easy, but it's really not when you really get into it. Johnny, give me a little lesson.
Basically.
Scratch.
That combines with what you were playing before.
It makes me want to scratch.
Yeah, see?
How do you... Oh, I see. Do you hold the hand right over the hole, of the opening in the back?
Like this.
And it's a gourd.
Right.
Well, I use it down this way, then.
Yeah. That's that. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. You can run any time.
Not bad. Yeah. I could be mayor of New York.
Yes, very easy. Very easy.
Let's see now. Now, what else can we... You know what fascinates me is, of course, a percussionist, especially a Latin one, has to be able to have his limbs work independently, almost like the brain was divided.
Right.
I've seen a guy beat three against two, which is elementary with drummers, but I find impossible. But you fellas have to do... Six against nine,
right,
seven
sure.
against five, meaning that in the same amount of time, the one hand has to do seven beats and the other one five, or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's you
How is
your,
this possible?
Well, that's when you need your coordination, like one, two, three, four, one, two, four, one, two, three, four. Oh, this one. Have you heard that one before?
Nope.
How about this one?
Can I try that?
Try that one. Up in the morning, sure.
Just any combination?
Boom, boom, bing. I think you're going to run for president now.
Maybe assistant mayor?
All right. Coordination, that's all. Sure.
Yeah.
See, like this next
so how do you start someone? If this were my first lesson, what would you have me do, really?
Well, I would have you get the sound out of the intonation, and then I would teach you like a mambo. You would get it on your right hand. You go.
That's
play funny cowbell.
I own my own cowbell, as a matter of fact.
I wish I was a comedian like you.
Mm-hmm. So
you
do
know,
I.
You ever hear a bacalao?
No. How's that go?
Oh, that's a rhythm that we play.
Oh.
It's like a fish. You know, we have some fish in Spanish, bacalao con pan. Pan, you know, it's bread.
Yeah. So how does it sound, that rhythm?
Codfish with bread.
Codfish with bread.
So it sounds like something like...
But when someone fails to get that rhythm instantly, what do you say to them? Do you say sing it or give them words to do it? Like, what was that basic mambo rhythm? How would you say it?
No,
if Honey Coles is teaching a lesson, he'd say shap dap de dap 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 dow.
No, I tell him jad dap 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 go go go.